In that day, until people dance around the wood stoves, they had wood stoves. They don't have what we got now. I think we're too comfortable now. They dance around the wood stove, wouldn't get burned. I've been to services where people be dancing right on the edge of the stage like this and wouldn't fall. And had their eyes closed. God is real. And he loves us. And he love our praises. He love our praises. He love for you to tell. Well, you know, you like that too. You want somebody to tell you that they appreciate you every now and then. Amen. Not too much, but you know what I'm saying. But God loves praise all around the throne. Forever is holy, holy, holy. The angels praise him. I'm going into something really. First, I'll stand on your feet and just turn around and give somebody a high five and tell them, glad to be here today. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. God is really moving by his spirit, by his power. I say hello to the young folk back there. That's wonderful. Come to the house of the Lord. Daddy didn't have to make you come. That's wonderful. Isn't that great? You growing up. Know you got your own soul. I don't care if you're 10, you got your own soul. Amen. It's a personal thing. I want you to go over to Exodus. Father, in Jesus' name, I want you first thank you for what you've done and what you're doing in this place. We're not giving up. We're not giving up. And I want to thank you, Lord, for the children having a mind to fast and pray, because the Bible says fast and pray is both together. The church had forgot about it, but it's not prayer, just fast. It's fast and pray. So I thank you for those that are fasting and praying at this hour. Praise the Lord for the church called to fast. I thank you for that. It makes me very to know that we what the day we're living in. And I want to thank you, Father, because of the word that you've given to us today. I pray, Lord, that you would give me an anointing to preach the word, because without you, I can do nothing. I really know that. And I want to thank you for giving me this word in Jesus' name. Yes. And I pray, Lord, that it would bless us and help us to grow. Hallelujah. In the name of the Lord. We want to know who we are, who you are, and what we're supposed to be doing. Mm-hmm. Amen. And I thank you for it, that you're telling us this. You are telling us this. And I appreciate it. I thank the Lord for the visitor. If you like me, I don't like for people to point me out when I visit. Oh, I hate that. Man, will you stand up and say something? I said, no, I won't stand up and say nothing. We went to a church one time, but you free now if you want to. But we went to a church once, honestly. It was about 10 people came out down south. Who went with me, Bridget? We were sitting down. And they come and got around us and sung to us. I am so glad. Who's that? Then they went. Oh, I don't. And I'm like, they sung to us. They treated us really good. Well, you know, we were from out of town, so they get some. I guess they do that to everybody. Turn to Exodus. We're gonna talk about, and we're gonna preach on. And I'm hoping that we get all the jewels that was left that God wants us to get now. God is a God. And I thought about Moses, and I thought about America, and I thought about the saints here, and I thought about how they're crying out. God hears our cries. You hear me? God hears the cries of his people. And it was kind of like with Moses, when God heard the children of Israel crying, and he sent Moses. And I'm in a place where I believe God is getting ready to send the sons of God. I do. I believe God is getting ready to raise up this ministry. I do. My pastor preached this all her life, the sons of God, and I believe it. I see it in you, but I want you to know it's God. You ain't got nothing, hallelujah, that God don't give you. And I was listening, we had a Bible study, and I know that a lot of the young people, they just want to get up and turn a few flips and do this and that. But I'm going to tell you, if you just stay where God put you, if you just let him grow you, you're going to be fine. And you just as good. Listen, the thief on the cross hadn't done nothing. What did he do? What did he earn? He was just on the cross, and what did he do? Jesus said, this day you should be with me in paradise. You understand what I'm trying to say? Where you are, God put you there. If you've been saved 2 or 3 years, just walk. Just do what you know to do. That's all God requires. He don't require you to be like brother nobody or sister nobody. I was remembering, I said, Lord, I do admire Sister Marilyn Turner. I said, Lord, I don't want to be Marilyn Turner. I want to be Celeste Davis. Amen. Hello. Amen. I just want to be me. You need to be you. God don't need no carbon copies, whoever I'm talking to. Now, Moses, number 3, the 3rd chapter. And I'm going to read a little bit, and we're going to get something out of this you hadn't seen. And the subject of my message is, make up your mind to use what you got. Now, your mind is your understanding, your reasoning, your judgment, your sense. Amen. But all of us sitting here feel like, most of us, I'm not saying everybody now, but most people feel, I'm not worthy. Down deep in there, I can't do it. He chose the wrong person. We just can't come up to this. I don't know. Now Moses kept the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian. He led the flock to the backside of the desert and came to a mountain of God, even to Horeb. I noticed too, that God used shepherds a lot. Notice that the big people are the people that he used the most were shepherds. Moses and David. I said, wow, Lord. You use shepherds. And so, but Moses didn't see that. He didn't see that he out there, like you said, this man in my business. I'm just out here doing the sheep. Also, he had a little temper. Because he out there because he had killed a man. So he had a little temper. I won't say nothing about that. And the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a flame of fire out of the midst of a bush. He looked, and behold, the bush burned with fire. Y'all know the story. And the bush was not consumed. And Moses said, I'm going to turn aside now. Hallelujah. When God gets to moving with you, you got to turn aside to see what he's doing. And see this great sight, why the bush is not burned. And when the Lord saw that he turned aside, now see, God is not going to speak to us until you turn aside, like you did, D. You got to turn aside when God gets to moving with you to see what he's saying. And if prayer don't help, put some fasting in there. But turn aside to see what he's saying. And so Moses turned aside. And he said, Moses, Moses. And Moses said, here am I. Okay, let's go with Moses here. He said, draw not near here. He said, turn up, put your shoes off. You know about that. He said, for the place wherein thou standest is holy ground. Moreover, he said, I am the God of thy father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. And Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look upon God. And the Lord said, now, I want you to know before we go any further, I want you to know that during this time, the children of Israel had been put in bondage. Y'all know all of that. And they cried. You know, they cried 400 years. It was 435 years for God to let them people, you know. When they were crying, God heard them. It seemed like, where we are now, we just, God, do something. Last night I had a dream, and I'm not a dreamer. But I was crying in my sleep unto God. I said, God, you are my father. You are my creator. And I say this anyway. You are my creator. Like, you are my God. And I'm just crying, unto him. Praying. I said, Lord, I don't know what that meant, but I know I say this. This is my little thing. I say, Lord, you are my father when I pray. You are my creator. You are my God. Amen. I don't know what he's going to do, but I'm looking for something. Amen. I'm looking to have dreams. Then they say, old folks have dreams. Okay. And I'm going to thoroughly hope he give me young to have some visions too. I'm looking for God. I'm looking for it. up in the morning, I'm looking for God. I'm looking for God. Yeah. Amen. But I want you to know that God hears all the saints. And he showed me this when somebody said, he hears all the saints, how they're crying out to him. How they're asking, oh God, bring me into what I know, what the people are preaching when they come to the church. They're telling us about all the gifts of the Spirit. They're telling, and you looking up in there, whoa. What am I supposed to do? One of these is mine. What is this? I want to be able to use this. Amen. But I'm going to tell you, when God chooses you, he puts something in your hand. You don't come here with, God. He puts something. You may not see it. But the very thing you think you can't do, and you're looking over there trying to find something big over here, he already got it praying for you. All you got to do is just humble yourself, and he's going to show you what to do. And so the Bible say, moreover, he said, I'm the God of thy father. He said in number 7, and the Lord said, I have surely seen the afflictions of my people which are in Egypt, and have heard their cry by reason of their taskmasters, for I know their sorrow. And I don't think we could just match that per se with what's going on now. But I know God hears us. I do. When we're crying to God, he hears us. And God's going to send someone to deliver us. I believe that. And I told God, I said, Lord, you raise some prophets up. You raise somebody to say something. And I was crying. I said, Lord, if I can't get it done, then let somebody else do it. Because there got to be a God that people believe in. There's got to be a place they can go and see God move. Hallelujah. They got to see some miracles. They got to see signs. I'm not going to say, but I'm going to tell you something. Some people, they're going to get, unless they see signs. Unless they see, Jesus said it. He said, unless they see signs, well, they ain't going to believe. Now, we believe. A lot of y'all never seen anything, probably. But God is God. I don't care what nobody says. God is God. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Amen? Amen. He has not changed. I say God has not changed. And I want you to put that in your heart that he has not changed. I say he's not changed. But I see people, they're so in my cry, in myself. I say, oh, Lord, help us. But they're so dependent upon man, what man can do. Man has an end. But we can't help it. Everybody's scared now of Ebola. He said, nothing would come, no plague will come nigh our dwelling. You're going to either have to believe that or you're going to end up with some of these diseases and stuff. You're going to have to believe that no plague. Listen, step out and believe God's word anyway. Just quote it anyway. Don't care what the devil say. Just put it in your heart and it'll work. It'll work. I said it'll work. It's not just words on a page. My words, John 6 say, are spirit and life. There's spirit and life in this word. It's life in that word. Speak it. It'll happen. If you don't give up, you got to hold on. And brother said, take an effort. And your effort is just keep on believing. That's the effort. Just keep on believing. Just keep on believing. I heard Tyler say he got a car. The other week he didn't have no car. He got a car now. He need a car. Just keep believing God. Whatever it say, well, Lord, this look, ain't nobody else getting this. And believe it anyway. Just keep believing. You know, I still got my little notes around the house. I said, Lord, I don't care. But I said, you're going to take this away from me now. You told me I wouldn't be ashamed. Now come on here now. I'm going to have to come with some more words. I'm going to have to get me some more words, sister, to tell you about. God, because I believe God. I say, I believe him. I believe he's going to do what he say. I say, I believe God's going to do what he say. Amen. We was at picking up Ernest's something from Walmart. And this little lady, she was sitting, the other day she was sitting on the seat. And a little baby was so sick. She was laying up on her mama, and she was just so sick. She must have been about 6 or 7 years old. And so I said, well, Lord, what do I do with this now? I'm getting my stuff off the thing, you know. And I went over there where the little girl was. I forgot her mother was old, and I forgot all about that woman. And I reached down to this baby. I said, sweetheart, do you know Jesus? She said, yes, I know Jesus. I'm going to ask him to heal you. Forgot the mother was sitting there. It's something about when you minister. Yeah. I'm going to tell you something, honest to goodness. I didn't see this woman. Whoa. And I prayed for this little girl, and she just, and the mother said, oh, and then I see it. She said, thank you. This America. You can't work. They ain't gonna, how you know? They ain't going to receive. How do you know? I say, how do you know? We are Jesus' hands. We are his feet. We are his mouth. Hallelujah. It is time for us to get up and get bold. I say, God, I say, this devil is bold. I say, he get on there and say what he want to say. I'm going to say something. I'm sick of him being so bold. And then we can't do nothing. He ain't shedding me up. I said, Lord, I'm going to get bold too. He bold, I'm going to be bold. I tell you, it's coming a bold time. Christmas. Y'all may have to come get me out of jail. Because I'm a Merry Christmas till my head fall off. And I don't even keep Christmas that much. I love it, you know. You know. But they don't want me to say Merry Christmas. They don't want me to say God bless you. We gonna say God bless. They sneeze now. You know, they got this, they sneeze, God bless you. I don't know what state that was in. That's just stupid. But however. But we in a day and an hour when the enemy want to shut our mouths. And then he put it on the air so you know, he say, well, it ain't in Missouri yet, but here it's coming. We look, oh, it's coming to Missouri. Oh, hallelujah. Make up your mind to use what you got. And so he stood before God. God chose him to be, hallelujah, the one to bring his children out. Now, he didn't feel sufficient just like you don't feel sufficient. Hallelujah. But Jesus, I wrote this down. After God had told him and showed him all these things, he said, what did he do first? He put he had the rod that was in his hand, right? And threw it on the ground, because, I mean, this is a story everybody knows if you've been to Sunday school. And he told Moses to take it by the tail, and it turned back into, you know, into a snake. Then he put his hand in his bosom, and it came leprous. Now he's showing Moses, listen, I'm not going to send you out there with just words. Watch it. Paul said, watch out. I didn't just come with words. I came with power. Pastor looking for power. I don't want to go with words. I want some power here. Telling y'all may have to come get me. I'm tired. I'm sick and tired of the devil just acting a fool. Right. Amen. You gonna be in jail with me? Okay. Hallelujah, Jesus. I was reading Exodus 3, Exodus 4 and 2. After God told him, said, he asked him, and I could preach on I am that I am. Now, you know, I love that one. He told him he was, I'm God, and I do what I say. I'm the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, because those were their patriots. I'm the God that said I was going to bring. See, Joseph, when Joseph was in Egypt, he told him, say, after so many years, God going to visit you. Well, they just passed that on down. Like most people do, they pass it on down. So he knew, God knew what Moses knew. But after all he told Moses, Moses like many of us. Many of us. First he told him, he said, I'm just not, you know, I'm not up to it. I just, he said, I just don't know what to do. I just, and the Lord said, what's in your hand? Number two. You got something in your hand. I've always said that. We got something. You got something that God gave you. You ain't noticed it yet. But you need to stand aside. Stand at the bush. Fast and pray until God tell you what you got. Amen. Sister, Erica, you got more than just being a real estate agent. You got more than that. But that's good, because you got to go back to your work. But you got something you didn't know you got. Amen. All you got to do is say, God, use me. Yes, he will. I want to read Exodus 4 and 10. Hallelujah. Now, this got me right here. This is us up and down. Then Moses said unto the Lord, I've seen all this things you've done. I saw the miracle that you done. I picked up the rod and it turned to a snake. It snaked and it turned back to the rod. I put my hand in my bosom. I saw that. Can't nobody do that. Can't nobody but God do that. I believe that you're the God who you say you are. I'm kind of getting, you know, but. Watch out. But. And Moses said unto the Lord, oh my God, I'm not eloquent. So you want somebody to talk, I can't talk. I stumble a little bit. Ernest had a brother that kind of stuttered when he spoke. He said, I stutter when I speak. I'm not eloquent. I'm slow of speech. He said, and I got a slow tongue. I'm not very intelligent. That's what he's saying. And God said, who made your mouth? You know, we act just like God don't know nothing. And we go to him like he ain't heard. And we was in the car, me and Bridget, and we sometimes be talking to them. I said, you know what? Everything we say in this car, God hears it. You ain't got to be in church and speak. Every time you talk, he hear you. So you might as well be talking some good stuff. Come on here. Get in the car and praise him. I know we was in the car. She can verify this. And we were talking, all of a sudden a praise came, say, oh, mama, you praising about that house. That's what she got. You praise God. And I started speaking to her and praising God. Praise the Lord. I guess people looking, what is wrong with them? Stop this car. They got something in the car. Let somebody stop you from praising God. Praise him. I don't care if you're in your car. I don't care if you're in the stove. I don't say no, be no clown now. Don't be out showing off. But if the Holy, I'm talking about the Holy Ghost now. You got to know the Holy Ghost. Because then you can make a big mess of yourself more than anything else. And it make things look bad. But when you prayed and asked God to help you to pray for somebody, Lord, who should I help today? You better believe it's going to be there for you. Because Jesus is weeping for the souls that's going to hell. Ooh, he's weeping for the way this nation is standing. He's weeping because we're raising kids that don't know right from wrong and they're read in the church. He's weeping. And I said, Lord, it's so pitiful, so sad. Lord, it's so sad. Hallelujah. I made up my mind when I came to y'all's little thing, Tyler and Al. I made my mind up about some things. You'll find out when y'all invite me back out. I told God, I said, God, it's time out. And we went there one time, and the Lord told me to pray for baby. You remember? And we prayed for baby. Read through the lines. I'm not ready to go and sit and eat turkey all the time. I'm ready to serve the Lord. Hello. There's a world that's dying out there. There's a world that needs Jesus out there. Amen. And sometimes you're quiet. Now, I'm not saying you got to talk all the time. You don't have to talk all the time. You ain't got to put a honk if you know Jesus on your car. You don't have to do that. Because there's something about you. Something about your presence. People love your presence. Did you know that? When you love God and you stay prayerful, it's something about you. I say it's something about you. They walk up to you and hallelujah. It's just something about you. People like to see you coming. They like to be around you. They don't know the reason why, but they just kind of like to rub off on you. You ain't got to say nothing. Praise the Lord. But the Lord will speak through you. I dare you to do it. Just live. Just live for it. It's something about people. It's something about the spirit. Can't you tell a person when they're evil? You can just look up and say, boy, oh boy. Are they mean? They ain't got to look mean. Is people mean or just wear on you? It will. No kidding. But you can look at a person as a prayerful person that love God. You ain't got to say nothing. It's just something about that person. It is. You want to be around them. You know, you don't know them. Boy, I got a lady yesterday, boy. Me and we was out, and this lady came. I knew she was Pentecostal. Well, you know, some Pentecostals have a certain way they dress Pentecostal. So I say, I ain't never seen her. I say, praise the Lord, sister. And she said, oh, hi, Sandy. Well, praise the Lord. Amen. Well, I'm the same everywhere, but I want people to know me because something in here. Amen.
Amen.
Something down in me. Hallelujah. So he said, I'm slow of speech. He said, and Moses said, I'm not eloquent, neither hitherto, nor, listen. Now, I don't know if you read this before. He said, I am not eloquent, neither hitherto, nor since thou hast spoken to me by thy servant. I know you done told me all this stuff, but I'm a slow tongue. Then let me tell you something. You know how we do, God? You done told me, but now, and you done showed me all of this, but I got to tell you something. you didn't get this one. I know you know everything, but this one you miss. Because you know I can't talk. Now you know when I get in front of people, I get and I can't get nothing out. Like God don't know. God don't know. Okay, now you laughing at Moses, what you got? What excuse are you using? What you come on now. Well, Lord, you know, I got to know the time. I got to, give me an excuse. Give me an excuse that people use. Because they use a lot of them. Lord, I'm not that kind of person. You know what we've done? Oh, she's a soul winner. Now, see, God ain't never said that. He never said that. We put it off on people so we won't have to do it. We're all soul winners. The Bible says they went around, every one of them that got saved and filled with the Holy Ghost, they went around Jerusalem, filling Jerusalem with Jesus. And what happened now is some Christians feel like I need to be a soul when they get out there and do it. Because you know I'm telling you the truth. We are all soul winners. Every one of us are soul winners. Everyone. Brother's keeper.
Yeah.
Are we not? So you need to be asking God, Lord, what can I say to this person? Lord, please tell me what to say, because you don't know what to say, what to do. But I'm asking God, Lord, today is another day. When this day goes away, it's gone forever. I will never see it again. Now, Lonnie, quiet. Now, he could use that and say, well, I'm quiet. And I don't know what to say to folks. Nobody want to hear Genesis. You read Genesis to Revelation to them? Hold on, sister. Now, is that easy? God don't give you a sermon. This girl called me for something. And you know what? Now, this come out of my mouth, and I said, I don't know what I said. Oh, I know what you're talking about. Oh, I know. And she tell me that, yo, sister. Sometime in the church, you would walk and be blessed. You ain't got to say, please. Amen. So he going to give you something small to say. He do a little bit more. But he going to work with you where you are. Look in your hand. You got something in your hand. These words, if he didn't, he want to use this church. He came and he told us, I said, Lord, you said this more than once. You said we are a hospital. I'm glad that you all have caught that spirit of fasting and prayer. I mean, if you can't fast but just until 5 o'clock or whatever, I'm glad you caught it. God, making excuses. Lord, help us all. Hallelujah. But you got something in your what did you say, Lonnie? That it takes effort. But you know what? I'm going to add to that. You have to make up your mind. No effort for it. You got to make your mind up. And you can stand up. Amen. I was watching, people step on people. It's terrible. But one thing they had, Lord, I got my mind made up. I said, my mind is made up. You can't do like me with that same thing right now. But we got to make our minds up. We got to make our minds up. And I have never be like Brenda, hallelujah. I say, I ain't going to eat those sweets. I've been back. I try not to eat too. You can't have it. Oh, get you. I said, shut up. You can't have it. Who you talk? You got to talk to yourself. You honestly. No, you can't. No. You can't do that. And you know, you say, I'm not going to look at that petty one more time. They got something good on there tonight. You honestly do it. Did you know that you had to talk to yourself? Oh, yeah. You could do anything you desire if you make your mind up. You can do anything that you make your mind up. You ain't got your mind made up. You ain't got your mind made up. You make your mind up, you can lose. So put it in your heart today to make up your mind out of your hands, because you can't have it. God want us to have it. God, listen. He want us to be saved. Jesus Christ is coming back to this earth. And we may not know everything, but he want us to do what we know to do. Make up your mind to use what you got. Turn aside. You won't never see what you got. And all of a sudden, say, oh, short message, right down to it, to use what we got. We're not looking for nobody else's nothing. Each one of us have something. There are people here, Lord, that are brilliant secretaries and brilliant accountants and brilliant to do. Take the man off of, did Sally do it? Because if it's you to do it, it will get done. It will get done. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God. I want people who are kind of stuck in a decision or something, and they need God a little extra push. This is for the extra push here. The extra push. I heard the word. You heard the word. But I'm just kind of, not only heard, he saw it. He saw the word. But he was stuck. God had to really, and God going to do that for you. Thank you, Jesus. You know what Moses was? Did you read it with me? Well, yeah, when he told, now God, I know you know all this now. But. No but no more. No more buts. Come on, somebody else. No buts. You coming out. You ready to come out?
Yes, Jesus.
You ready to come out?
Yes, Jesus.
Father, in Jesus' name, deliver my soul. And I pray that you would touch in the name of Jesus. Bring her out, Lord, in Jesus' name.